The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Bernie Merrill at KGLA Algona and Mike Hohenbrink at the Kalmar Courier. Bernie, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Well, good morning, Senator. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Wanted to talk to you about the gun rights bill and your vote on that. Can you address that for me?
Yes, thank you very much. Particularly appropriate considering the awful shooting yesterday in Highland Park, Illinois, with that gunman who evidently had a it looks like a very varied and aggressive background, and it showed up when he killed six people. It's a sad commentary. In regard to the vote on the bill, I think one part of it needs to be emphasized, and that's the part that deals with the mental health issues. We're building on it about an eight-year demonstration project that was set up in 10 states to aggressively pursue a more forceful federal program in mental health, because most mental health is handled by states, and it's going to be expanded as years go on. That's an important part of this bill, and if we can get proper mental health programs going, maybe we can intervene with a person like the people that did the killing yesterday or the person in Uvalde. Then another part of the bill that I liked was the safe schools bill to get school buildings more protected from people entering them with guns. But the part of the bill I didn't like is when it comes to Second Amendment Bill of Rights under the Second Amendment, this would apply to the First Amendment or the Fourth or Fifth Amendment, anything in the Bill of Rights. If you're going to intervene in those constitutional rights, you have to have proper due process. And I thought that the bill did not have the proper due process. Then another reason the bill was brought up without opportunities to amend. And that just makes me irritated that the Senate is supposed to be a deliberative body and the majority leader would put a bill up that doesn't have an opportunity for extended debate and for amendment so other ideas can be presented.
Senator, I understand recently you were seeking a briefing on the FBI's response to efforts of riots and violence by pro-abortion extremists following the Dobbs ruling. Specifically, in a letter to the FBI Director Chris Wray, you warned that unchecked violence could spiral into basically akin to the 2020 riot. What results have you seen so far from your inquiry, and is this likely to be a concern moving forward for this summer? Are we looking at a repeat of 2020?
The only results I see is, number one, I send a letter on a Monday wanting a briefing because I don't think the FBI's doing their job going after people that are intervening and prosecuting under the laws that protect Supreme Court justices from intimidation. And then also on some other violence and demonstrations against pro-life organizations. I want to make sure that we've got equal application of the law. And I guess I was satisfied after the briefing that that the FBI is pursuing it. But boy, we had, and we did get some statistics that I don't have in my mind of the number of investigations that have been opened. But we were very fearful that we're having unequal application of prosecution or even investigation by the FBI when maybe it didn't look like they were taking it serious. And I think I'm satisfied now that they are taking it seriously. Back to Algona.
Thank you so much, Senator. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about we are dealing with quite a bit of drought in our area. Will there be anything that the federal government can do to help our farmers get through this, since we are barely, with the corn barely being knee-high by the 4th of July at this point?
Yeah, I do notice that around Woodbury County, extreme drought, and then Northwest Iowa generally, and then part of the area that Algona's in is in not the extreme drought, but still drought area. And then a little bit in eastern Iowa is the map that I saw. Well, thank God that about 95% of the farmers have crop insurance. So they're protecting themselves that way. Then from time to time, Congress does pass additional natural disaster relief like we did for the derecho that went through 2 years ago through central Iowa. But we wait until after there's a determination of how much disaster there is before we go in that direction. But farmers don't have to worry if they're insured because that automatically kicks in.
Senator, according to recent published reports, CNN, for example, it does appear the economy did undergo negative growth for the most recent quarter, putting us halfway to officially entering recession territory. In your view, are we bound for a recession? Is this an inevitable right now?
I believe we are. Hopefully a short one. A short 2 quarters of negative growth. If the negative growth is less than 2%, I think it's going to be a short recession. But one thing that we can make sure that it doesn't get worse is don't pass the Build Back Better bill that it seems that the administration is working on, throw another $1 trillion of gasoline on the fires of inflation. And then I hope, even though the Federal Reserve got started about 6 months too late fighting the inflation, I think their efforts of raising interest rates are going to be very helpful. Then they're starting a second approach during the month of June, that when some of their borrowing that took place, they're not going to refinance it. They're going to lower their balance sheet. Back to Algona.
Senator, you recently spoke in Estherville regarding prescription drugs and the bipartisan bill that you wrote recently passing the Senate Commerce Committee. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. There's several battles that I have going against the cost of prescription drugs. And I'll get to the one you're asking me about in just a minute. But number one, the Grassley-Wyden bill has 38 sections in it, but one of them deals with this issue of drug pricing by making sure that the year-over-year increase in drugs prices can't be more than the consumer price index. Then there's a bill I'm working on with Klobuchar that sets up a study by the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. And then I also wrote a letter to the Federal Trade Commission for them to look into what we call pharmacy benefit managers. And in regard to that, they're the middle people between companies and consumers. And we don't know what role they play in their about $500 billion part of that industry. And so the bill by Cantwell and me that got out of Commerce that you're asking about would have the FTC look into what's going on there and prosecute if there's violation of law. But most importantly, to get the secrecy of PBMs out, because when you have transparency, there's more accountability. And there's no accountability with PBMs now because nobody knows what they do. And all you have to do is ask your local pharmacist about that. I was in Bancroft at a pharmacy just last week. We discussed that very issue there. So go to that pharmacy and get their opinion about PBMs and their support for our legislation.
Senator, a number of recent developments with regard to oil with the United States. Environmental Protection Agency is reported to be considering labeling the Permian Basin to be in violation of ozone pollution standards. The White House announced a very limited number of leases it's looking at. are we looking at further troubles with the oil gasoline supply in the United States?
Yes, if anything that's done by this administration, and a lot of damage has been done already by shutting down pipeline building, by shutting down drilling on public lands, putting additional regulations on fracking, and also not lending money to energy companies. It's just hurt the morale of the energy business. They want to move their money into something else if they aren't going to be producing energy. And this sort of studies by the federal government is going to put further damper on those on the production of energy. So then the president this month is going to go to Saudi Arabia and beg them to send us more oil when we've got the oil right here in this country. And remember, the oil coming from Saudi Arabia is going to be dirtier than the oil we produce here in this country. So it's in conflict with their whole effort to clean up the environment and get less greenhouse gases.
If I could actually finish up with one question, what if you were to kind of look ahead, any thoughts if we're going to be having any more bombshell rulings from the Supreme Court with its next year's term?
Well, I think your question comes from something that Justice Thomas wrote all by himself, suggesting that there's a whole bunch of other cases that the court ought to review. But one justice can't accomplish that. It takes four to even hear a case. So I don't think he's got three other people that would be as sweeping as what his concurring opinion was. I don't think. A lot of people are paying attention to it, but it's to put fear in people about the Supreme Court, and I don't think that fear is justified. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Bernie and Mike, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.